You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to the pre-market opening podcast right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh. All the activity that we can look forward to on the Lal Street encapsulated in one small capsule here. This is Money Control.
The Morning Market Podcast. A Money Control exclusive.
It was a weak day for the Indian markets. Nifty 50 managed to hold on to its crucial support placed at 10,500 levels, but the biggest casualty was mid and small caps. Are we going to see something similar today as well? Well, let's start with what happened yesterday. Nifty 50 closed below 10,550 but managed to hold on to 10,500 levels. We saw five straight days of decline and the outlook has gone from bad to worse. On Monday, the Supertrend indicator gave a sell signal for the first time since February, which eventually bottomed out at 9,950. So the outlook is slowly deteriorating in the near term, but given the fact that we've slipped for five sessions in a row, we could see a bounce if global cues are supportive. Crude oil prices, falling rupee and political drama unfolding in Karnataka are some of the factors which are weighing on Indian markets. Sell-off continues in the mid-cap and small-cap indices, which closed down 1.7% and 2.5% each respectively. The rupee dropped 12 paise to close at a 16-month low on macroeconomic worries. Moving on to global cues, the Singapore Nifty futures are indicating a red opening. 10,531 or down 0.11% is what we are looking at. But the Dow Jones did have a good day yesterday, closing up about 1.21%. And based on that cue alone, Asian markets have had a rather good start. Hong Kong's Hang Seng is up 0.6% and Japan's Nikkei is trading flat at about 0.0072% down, but largely unchanged from its previous close. FPIs sold 496 crore rupees from the equity market and DIIs bought 1,190 crore rupees worth of shares in the Indian equity market. Well, it is still earnings season. As many as 88 companies will be announcing their results for the quarter ended March 2018 later today, which include names like Andhra Bank, Bata India, Bosch, Cipla, HPCL, IOC, State Bank of India, Symphony, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories and All Cargo Logistics, among others. There are, of course, street expectations already. SBI likely to report a loss of 1,270 crores in Q4 FY18 on rise on provisions and non-performing assets. HPCL, PAT is likely to fall 21% on year-on-year basis, fall by 27% on quarter-on-quarter basis. IOC, PAT is likely to grow by 29% on year-on-year basis and fall by 38% on quarter-on-quarter. Dr. Reddy's PAT is likely to grow by 19% on year-on-year basis and fall by 12% on quarter-on-quarter. What are the technical charts looking like and what should investors do? Well, the Nifty has been forming a bearish candle on the daily charts. The index slipped for a fifth consecutive session in a row. It broke below its crucial support placed at 50 DMA and 100 DMA placed at 10,557 and 10,538 respectively. The current downsizing shall ideally find support around the 50-day single moving average, whose value for next session is placed around 10,459 levels. So three levels to watch out for: 10,459, 10,600 and 10,680. Maximum call OI have been placed at 11,000 and 10,800 and maximum put OI placed at 10,500 and 10,600. Some stocks which have seen a high delivery percentage: HDFC, Power Grid, Muthoot Finance and Infosys. 10 stocks have seen long build-up: Allahabad Bank, Jubilant Food, HPCL, Union Bank among them. And 74 stocks have seen short build-up. That is Colgate, OFSS, Ashok Leyland, Divi's Lab and Just Dial are among them. Based on all these quarter earnings, which are some stocks that investors should keep on their radar? Motilal Oswal Financial Services quarter four net was up 64% to 148 crore rupees. Future Retail Q4 net loss at 464 crore rupees. DHFL to raise up to 12,000 crore rupees. NCD issue opens tomorrow. And Petronet LNG posts record 522 crore rupee profit for January to March. So Motilal Oswal, Future Retail, DHFL and Petronet LNG, some stocks we'll be keeping a close eye on today. And finally, some news you can use. We spoke to HDFC Securities, and this is a list of three stocks that could give you up to 9.5%. Wipro has a sell call with a target of 245 rupees, stop loss at 280 rupees, and return of 7.5%. Apollo Hospitals has a sell call with a target of 890 rupees, stop loss at 1050 rupees, and return of 9.5%. And Bharti Airtel has a sell call with a target of 335 rupees, stop loss at 380 rupees, and return of 7%. Wipro, Apollo Hospitals, and Bharti Airtel all have sell calls on them. Well, we hope you have a great day at the markets. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of everyone here at Money Control, saying thank you for joining us and stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.